For any of y'all who are wondering why they put an association guy with four real Jenners on a panel, join the club. I have no idea, but Harrison put me on here, and so here we go. I'm going to take a little inspiration from Greg Holt and see if I can't do as good a job as he did of maybe knocking us back onto schedule just a little bit. So I'm going to blow through this just as quick as I can. We've been collecting survey data for 13 years. Part of that feeds into Tommy's deal, which we talked about. And what I'm going to do is take a little different angle at it and see if we can't maybe figure out and talk about why we're getting some of the data we're getting as far as the gen plan itself goes. And I'll tell you right now, you're going to look at this data and say, Kelly's been doing a lot of guesswork on this stuff, and you're absolutely right about that. What we do every year, the graph on the left, the pink or purple is the high user that year. So we have a high user, and then the middle line is the average for each year, and then down on the yellow, that's the low user each year. So that's how we take our data. The graph on the right is sort of a blow up of the average, and you can see over the last 13 years in Texas, we've dropped from an average usage of 51 kilowatt hours a bale down to an average usage of 45. So we've dropped a bunch in how much electricity we use every year. Now, that's good because the costs have gone the other way. we've gone from about 6.5 cents average cost. We got up to nearly 10 cents, and then, of course, Bill Thomas came in and knocked all the prices down, and we're down, actually down around 9.5 cents right now. So we've got that to fight. And what you get out of that is our cost per kilowatt hour has gone up nearly 50% over the last 13 years, but our cost per bale's only gone up 16%, and that's because our usage has dropped 20% over the last few years. And this is what we've been trying to figure out is why. And I can tell you over 13 years, a lot of that just going out and looking at the gens over the years, and I kind of know in my head this is a low user guy and this is a high user guy. A lot of this is the gen machinery. I mean, our gen machinery is just more efficient than it used to be. You go into a new a new cotton gin, and it just has less machinery per bale an hour than the old ones did, and that is a part of it, or a big part of it. Now, to shorten this up, I'll tell you this. I studied gas 10 ways from Sunday, and there is no correlation anywhere between what burners you got installed and what happens to your gas cost. But with that said, you can see our cost per MCF has gone up over 100%. But our usage is down 20% as well, and this has nothing to do with the burners, the capacity. It may be that the newer burners are more efficient, certainly, but I think a lot of this has to do with the way we're operating these burners today. Now, that explains the trend over the years, but here's the thing that we get every year, and now I'm jumping. Those last slides were over the last 13 years. Now I'm going to tighten down, and this is 06 is the blue, and it's a little confusing because the maroon is 07, and then the yellow is actually the five-year average. And what we see every year is the low gens in 06, 07, and the five-year average, they're all in the high 20s. They're using 28, 30 kilowatt hours a bale. On the other end, you've got guys using 80 kilowatt hours a bale. And this is on any given year, so now we're looking at that differential and trying to figure out, you know, how do you get all the guys closer to 30 and away from 80. You'll notice in the maroon, the middle one, that's last year, and we dropped a good bit. We had a good improvement there. Well, I went through the data, and I figured out the reason for that is our three highest users over the last 5 years, one of them shut down and two of them quit sending in their survey data. I think they got tired of me talking about it. So that's where that comes from. But the bottom line is we do have guys running in the 30s, and we got guys running in the 80s, and it's been, you know, for a lot of years we've been trying to figure out why. So what I did this year, we always get the electricity usage, the bales ginned. I went in and I called all the ginners that we had surveyed in 07, and I asked an extra question, and that was, how many days did you gin? And so I could go back and I could calculate a real bales an hour. You know, how many bales an hour did they average over the season? And I also put in, I've got all the permit information, so I put in their permitted bales an hour. I put in their total airflow in the gin from their permits, which generally matches pretty close to what you're really doing, and also the burner capacity. And If you plot, and this is where I said, Greg, don't be laughing about my graphs, because I know you put the trend line in there and the data points are all over the board. But if you take they're permitted, if the gen says I'm permitted for 25 bales an hour and I've got 100,000 CFM, I took that and I plotted it against the energy use, and it went up a little bit as energy use went up. But then I went back and I said, okay, you're 25 bale an hour gen, but you gen 10,000 bales in this many hours of season. And I figured out what their actual bales an hour of running was. And this is kind of a comparison. You can see the pink is the actual bales an hour of that plant, and the blue is what they're permitted for. You can see some of them run right at what they're permitted for, and some of them run at about half of what they're permitted for. When you take that little adjustment into account and you start looking at airflow versus actual bales an hour, all of a sudden the data starts getting a lot tighter, and you start to see that there's a real good correlation between the airflow and the bales an hour. A little cautionary note with this, or actually a huge cautionary note with this. If you go out and look at the gens that I'm talking about, when we say keeping your airflow efficient, this does not mean cutting out airflow that you need. That'll kill you. But what we are talking about is if you need 10,000 CFM on your lint cleaning system, you don't want 15, you want 10. If on your trash handling systems, there's guys who handle all their trash with one fan, there's guys who handle all their trash with 10 fans. It's the wasted airflow that really gets you into trouble. It's the pipe sizes that are sized wrong and those kind of things. So having that efficient air handling system is a huge part of this. And the other thing, if you go back and look at this data, the kind of the two keys are having that real efficient airflow and then having your gen up at that maximum capacity. Some of the ones that we go in and look at, probably the lowest ones in the state, they've got a real problem, because what they've basically done is they've gotten all their bottlenecks knocked out and they've sort of maxed out their gen, and which causes a problem, because as they start getting more cotton, they're at the point where they can't just replace this and speed the thing up. They've basically got to bulldoze it and start over, and that's a good thing and a bad thing. That is where you end up with your most efficient electricity usage. Okay, burners, I already told you. I looked at it 10 ways from Sunday. That way, that way, that way, that way. And you take all of that, and I promise you, you cannot get any correlation between what kind of burners you've got installed and how much gas you're using. So what I would say is just what the burner guys have told us all along. Set up your drying system with the airflows that you need to make it work. Size your burners according to that much airflow, and then run it with the least amount of heat you need to get the grades that you want. That's what's going to make your money on your gas. So in summary, like I said, we're doing a very good job of making these gens more and more efficient as time goes on. Keep punching on your air systems. Make sure they're as efficient as possible. Keep the gen running right at the maximum capacity. Keep knocking off the bottlenecks, and it'll just keep getting better. How's that?